Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Man City forward Gabriel Jesus could be fit for Tuesday's Champions League Group C clash with Olympiacos. The Brazilian international has been out since suffering a thigh injury in September, but could return against the Greek side. Guardiola had this to say: "It's too early to know. He did one training session with part of the team, but we are happy he is back." City are top of Group C after winning their opening matches. Defender Nathan Ake is available after injury, but Sergio Aguero, midfielder Fernandinho and left-back Benjamin Mendy remain on the sidelines. Winger Ferran Torres filled in as a centre-forward for the Champions League tie against Marseille and in the Premier League against Sheffield United, and could well do so again. Guardiola insists it's very important to go on to 9 points in their group as they try and get to that by beating their Greek opponents. Guardiola has given his team the right act before the game, insisting that they've got to try and not miss any opportunity to take the home victory. City are bidding for a third straight win. They've already got a 3-point advantage at the top of the group. Maintaining their 100% record would put them firmly on course to the last 16. And of course, it probably would help him rotate his players a little more as the fixture list continues to pile up. Elsewhere, and with transfer speculation, Man City could reportedly offer Lionel Messi a pre-contract in January, given the forward is not planning to hold talks with Barcelona regarding his future until later in the season. The Telegraph claim City are considering reigniting their interest in Messi, who will be available on a free transfer next summer when his contract expires. The six-time Ballon d'Or winner is free to negotiate with interested suitors in the new year, which gives City the chance to help tie up a lucrative deal, which would commence in July 2021. And former player Giorgio Samras believes City have said their apprenticeship in the Champions League after a decade of qualifying in the competition. He believes they're ready to go all the way this season and learn from their previous failures. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.